tefillah of Bimemot Chavah Esther, the Rebbeinu must give us Siyata Deshmaya to be able to bring out all the nekudos that we have to bring out, to be able to understand what we're saying, and more than that, to be able to understand the Avodas Hayom. Bimemot Chavah Esther, Rabbi Chaim Friedlander in Sifsei Chaim has an agosha. One says, "Bimemot Chavah Esther," one could have the agosha, one could not have the agosha. But after one hears the agosha, it makes us think in the right machshava what it says in Bimemot Chavah Esther. It seems that the whole reference to Mot Chavah Esther is said on a very derech agav dike basis, only to let us know in what time it happened and what kuf it happened, but not to tell us that Mot Chavah Esther had anything to do with the Geula. Doesn't mention that the Geula happens through them. It's just derech agav. Bimei Mot Chavah Esther, where? Bishushan Abira. But not that Mot Chavah Esther were the ones who created, who did the Nes, and through them happened the Nes. Because the way to understand it clearly is, because the whole Netzochin of Amalek HaRosha is to realize that even things that are Neslabish and Teva happen from the Rebbeinu Shalom alone. Even things that are slavish and teva are not things that the person does. That everything is the Rebbeinu Shalom. And if we will look through everything that it says, we will see Neuge de Kediburim. Ve'ato Mirachmecha Rabim Hifa'ato Kilkalto Ashei Vaiso. We have to refer once and again that it has nothing to do with anybody. It all happened through the Rebbeinu Shalom. And he tells us Adova Nifla. When Mordechai HaTzadik sent to Esther that she should go to the Melech, when we look at it, we see that somewhat Esther didn't want to go. Anila Nikresi, it's a Sakana, I don't want to go, leave me alone, I don't want to mix in. Chaim Friedlander says, Adol Nifla Admiyot. She told him the following, it's 11 months until the Gzeira. Anila Nikresi, and I wasn't called to the Melech already 30 days. So that means that any day he's going to call me. So what do I have to go and be my senefesh myself? What do I have to go and put myself into danger? 30 days he didn't call me. So he's apt to call me in a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. There's 11 months time to wait. If it'll go by 10 months and he won't call me, then I'll be my senefesh. What do I have to be my senefesh now, Pesach, before it happens? So she said a very good taina. The teretz is, if it would have gone that way, it would have been a machshava. Och islanu bebeis hamelech. We had a very good mishtadlin. We had a very good askin. Esther Malka is a queen. She was a very good askin, and she was able to poil a Yeshua. So then we wouldn't realize that it's the Rebbeinu Shalom. Mordechai HaTzadik wanted we should know clearly that who made the Yeshua? Only the Rebbeinu Shalom made the Yeshua. So it shouldn't go b'derech ha-teva. She should go and be Moisa Nefesh herself. She should go and put herself into Sakona. She should be Achaz Dos Olomitz. And the only one that could ratify her is only the Rebbeinu Shalom. And Vayoshit Lo Shavit Azov, only the Rebbeinu Shalom could save her. Then we would see that it happened only through Riba Shefer. So Mordechai HaTzadik went and watched that it should happen only through Rebbeinu Shalom. More than that, we see in the Agad, we see in the Megillah that the first day, the Suda, she said, come tomorrow again. Why did she doich it tomorrow? For what reason? Chazal talk about it. The Goyin in Pirish of Megillah Esther says, you know why she pushed her off it tomorrow? Ki shema teida dova shemizei yivoda shegam min hashamayim iskimu. She was looking for a simon min hashamayim, that min hashamayim should be maskim. Meaning that she realized clear, Esther, that it can't come with ishtadlus. And if she'll go with the derech of ishtadlus, a normal way, bring home to the Suda, and let's be mishtadl, let's talk about it, that won't work. She has to see clearly that it's only coming from the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why she pushed her off another day, to be able to see clearly that it has nothing to do. That's why everything came in an oifen, that you should see that ato berachamech harab, that had nothing to do with you, it had to do only with the Rebbeinu Shalom. And that's why Mot Chavah Esther are only referred to as it happened bimei Mot Chavah Esther. But not more than that, only in that oifen that it was in the time of bimei Mot Chavah Esther. I think it's an agosha neflo, and it's not only an agosha neflo, It's something that we have to think about b'shas when we say the daughter of Rebbeinu Shlom, to realize that the whole Netz happened only through HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything was done that we should be able to be Moichad HaMolek, who teaches us Mikre, who teaches us that things happen through a Fanim of Teva and Mikre. Now realize that everything was done, that we shouldn't make that mistake, and we should realize that it happened through Rebbeinu Shlom alone. Let's go further in the Tefillah. We go further in the Tefillah, we see that it says that it happened B'yom Shlosha Asa L'Chedesh Adar. We spoke last week why Yud Gimel Adar, and we said over that it says in one of the Rishonim that Yud Gimel Adar was the day that the Eden died in Shlosha Yemei Afela, and that's why Haman HaRasha thought that that day would be Mesugal for Kaloyin Rachmanu Letzlan Aklal Yisrael, because on that day there was once an Inyan. We have to know what the connection is. I think that we can repeat something that we said Friday night, and with that we will understand exactly the connection, why Yud Gimel Adar was the right time. What was the chet of Nanu Moise Suda? What was that chet that they had anor from Moise Suda? What, why is that such a chomer dechike chet? There's many ways to be masberet. The best way to be masberet is, why did Achashverosh make a Suda? He made a Suda because his cheshbon was that 70 years went by and the Geula is not coming, and he took out the Kelim, Kelim Shainim, as we say it in the Lashon of Eicha, because he took out the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. Now let us think. Ashresh makes a Suda, Yidna staying in Golis. What happens? The Yidna come to the Suda. What is that Nekuda of coming to that Suda show? That Yidna were Meyuyish from the Geula. Yidna gave up. Yidna figured they're not going to get out of Golis. Where do we find another time that Yidden gave up from the Geula? In Shloshes Yemei Afela, what's the difference? The 4/5 that died and the 5th that was saved? It's Mashma and Rashi. It says in a long shmuz in the Briyel of an Eilig and Satmerov that the difference was the 4/5 were Mayuish from the Geula, the 5th hoped for Geula. So who died in Shloshes Yemei Afela? Those that were Mayuish mina Geula. Half of a fella, Haman HaRasha, with a Chacham Lahara, he knew that the Taina and Klal Yisrael was, that they came to the Suda, that they were Meyuyish and Geula. When do we find in history, Zogt Haman HaRasha, a day that the Rebbeinu Shlom paid back for being Nesiyayish and Geula? Yud Gimel Adar. Yud Gimel Adar was the day that the Mishlosh Shimei HaFeila died. So he figured that that day is the right day, because that is the day that is the day of Yiyish and Geula. That is why B'yom Shlosha Asa L'Chedesh Adar. It says in Pri Tzadik, Eidovo Neira Admiyot, that on every year on Yud Gimel Adar, that means tonight and tomorrow, there comes the same Kitrug of whatever Haman HaRasha was Mikatrik, and for whatever reason there was a Gzeira, Lahashmid Larig La'abed on Yud Gimel Adar, Sikel Tzichibah in Himmel, every year Yud Gimel Adar, again, a kitrig on Klal Yisrael. Again, a kitrig on Klal Yisrael. And that's why Yud Gimel Adar is a day that one has to be mispalel. That's why it's a Yematainis, because we have to be mevatel that kitrug that comes on Yud Gimel Adar. Rabbi Yisai, if we hear clearly what we're talking about, the greatest kitrug that there is on Klal Yisrael bizmaneinu is Nisyayishu Mina Geula. Nisyayishu Mina Geula. Nisyayishu Mina Geula. Just like at that point in time, there was a time you went to a Suda of Achashverosh, and you wanted to forget about the Golos, and you wanted to forget about everything, and you were Miyayish Mina Geula. We all suffer from that same Pe'ula. We all have in ourselves a Nikuda of very, being very comfortable in Golos, and not being so happy about thinking about Geula. We don't want to think about it. We want to be Mesiach Das from it. It's very good to have a good time and not to have to think. Lama trachten a minute. They were sitting at the end of 70 years. What do you have to do at the end of 70 years? Nosum Nosum Nochria is in Golos. They had a very bad history in Golos, in Golos Bavel. They know that it's coming the time they have to go back to the Beis HaMikdash. What are you supposed to be doing? You're supposed to be doing Tshuva. You're supposed to be in Oisik in Tshuva. Instead, what did they do? They went to Nanu Moise Suda. They went to have a good time. They forgot what the Chayvus Hayom is. We also forget a lot of times what the Chayvus Hayom is. What's the Chayvus Hayom bizmanenu? The Chayvus Hayom bizmanenu is to wake up and the Rebbeinu Shem clapped off in tear. The Rebbeinu Shem wants us to realize that we're on the footsteps of Geula, and he wants us to do tshuva. And when we go and be Nene,
whichever nana it is, but when we go and leave the normal life just to be able to forget, just to be able to forget, just to be able to do ashekarcha baderech, to forget where we are, that's also that taina of nesiyarishu min ha-geula. And if today is Yud Gimel Adol, the day of a kitrug on nesiyarishu min ha-geula, the avoda of the ayoyim is to be mechazik our amuna in geula, and to show that we are talking mamin geula. And mamin geula means that a person prepared themselves. How do you prepare yourself? To live a life that's mekarev geula, not a life that's chasashalem merachik geula. But that is the nekuda of the day of Yud Gimel Adol that has a keshel to what it says before. We spoke last week about ushlolom lavoiz, which seems extra. After it says lahashmed laharig la'abed, and it says that he wanted to be ma'abed minar v'atzokein, everybody wanted to kill out. Why do we talk about shlolom levitz? We spoke last week dvorim nefloim from Talmud Gedolei Olam to explain the shlolom levitz. We want to add on another pshat, which will give us simcha, pasha to simcha for simchas purim, a muir the kipshat from Shlomo Kluge. Shlomo Kluge in Sefer Maima Esther in Perek Gimel Posik Yud Gimel Posik Yud Beis Yud Gimel tells us a davon nifla, a pshetl, but a pshetl that everybody can understand. We know that the Chazal, there is a problem why Paray Rasha was punished. He had a taina, the Rebbein Shem gave him the nation for Avodim. He did what he had to do. For what reason was he punished? The Rambam talks about it, the Rabbi talks about it, a lot talk about it. The Teretz is, that they did it for lahanosam. They did it for their enjoyment. They had a revach from it. You didn't do it because the Rebbeinu Shlom told you. You did it for yourself. So Reb Shlomo Kluge, no, they could come with a moir de ketayna and a locha de ketayna. Zeh nene vezeh loy chosar is potter. Kaifen al midas time. The Rebbeinu Shlom anyway wanted the Eden should be in Golas. I was nene. That's no different. It's Zen and Mizel Chasa. The Eden would have anyway been in Golas Avodim. So it's Zen and Mizel Chasa is Pata. So they have a taina to Pata themselves, even if they enjoyed that the Eden was there by them. But there's an aloha to Kitain of Zen and Mizel Chasa. Zokta Shlomo Kluge. In the Gemara in Baba Kalmud of Chof is Mavuya, that if there is a little bit of a Chisaroi, you're Megalgal already everything. If there is a little bit of a chisaron, then you megalgal the whole thing. You can't tie the zan and the chasa. If there's any chisaron whatsoever, then you can be megalgal the whole thing. So if so, when Pari said tichpad al avoda al anoshim, and he did a little bit more than he was allowed to do, for that a little bit more than he did, for that it was megalgal all of es hakel. So that's why you megalgal everything. The Yidin were mechuyif kliya. Of course they were mechuyif kliya. But the Allah is, Kim lebed rab minay. Misa mamayin, misa mechayev, mamayin loy mechayev. So if Haman and Rasha would have only said, la'ashman la'arig la'abed, then he would have been potel, because he did what the Rebbe Shem wanted. But since he added on ushlalam la'vayis, so he did more than he was allowed to do. So once you do more than he's allowed to do, there's no time of zan and of zan lechasam. So Mamela, they want this chayif. So that's why we had on ushlalam la'vayis. Because the only reason why they became this chayif kaliya was only because he added on ushlalam la'vayis. If they would have done only what the Rebbein Shem told them, la'ashman la'arig la'abayis, Atom asa'atom yadeinu, you gave me klal Yisrael. I didn't take them. You gave them to me. I have an awe. But the minute that you did more, you did more than Klal Yisrael was mechuyev, the shlolom wasn't lavayis, because misa mamayim, misa mechayev, mamayim lay mechayev, so there was more, on that more is megalgal of sakoyim, and that's why Atah Shavaisa, that's why the Rebbein Shem paid him back. So ga'oynis nifla, ha'goynis impshat, ha'goynis taka, ha'goynis nifla. Let us go to a nekuda. In the Kuda that we didn't speak about last week, we spoke most of the Bracha, we just chazed over a few Nekudas extra. At the end of the Bracha, we have to speak about, at the end of the Tefillah, we have to talk about Va'ata Berachamecha Rabim, Hefarta Satsosai, Mikilkalta es machshavte. A double loshen. Hefarta es atzosei. Mikilkalta es machshavte. What does it mean, Eitzo? What does it mean, machshava? What are the two lishonos that it says here? How do we understand Eitzo? How do we understand machshava? We'll say over kama v'kama pshotim to understand Eitzo and machshava. First we'll say over a pshat, a pipshat. Mamish Pshat from Rabbi Yankiv Chaim Sefer, a Yid, a Godl be Israel, and it's Israel, a Enikel from the Kafachaim, a Ur Enikel from the Kafachaim Dachzach, a Ur Enikel from the Kafachaim, or Enikel, not sure, but he says, a New Yildik Pshat, al Pi Pshat. First, we have to understand what Eitzah means and what Machshava means. To understand what Eitzah and Machshava means, there are many different ways. He explains Eitzah and Machshava. Machshava means something that you think of yourself. Eitzah is something that you take from somebody else. Very nice explanation. Machshava, your own machshaves. Eitzah is what you got from somebody else. So let us look in the Megillah and let us understand clearly that he's saying a beautiful zach. Where did come the Eitzah? Where did come the inyan of being Toiler Mordechai? That was an Eitzah. That was an Eitzah. They gave him an Eitzah. Matoim Elezeres Ishtar V'chaloyevot. Yasu Eitz Givaya Chamishamama. Amoy Lemelech V'yitles Mordechayolov. So that was an Eitzah. The Inyan of to be Mashmed the Yidden. The Inyan of killing out Klal Yisrael. That was his own Machshava. So you have here an Eitzah and a Machshava. So a Farto is Atzosai. V'kilkalto is Machshavtoi. Both things side the Eitzah. Aside the Machshava which was his own Machshava, and that Eitzah, you see like that in the Posik, it says, V'atayv zev este v'atadav lefnei ha-melech, l'havir es roas homon ha-gogi, v'et machshavtoi ha-shechishav al-yehudim. So you see, what's the Machshava? Chishav al-yehudim la'avdom, Yosef machshavtoi ha-shechoshav al-yehudim. The Machshava is what he wanted to do to Eden. So Eitzah is what he wanted to hang Mordechai. Zogt El Oibazoi, we say a double loss now. Vehei Shivoisa like Gemuloi Beroishoi, Vesolo Oisoi Vesbonov Ala Eitz. What's the two in Yonim? Two in Yonim are Mida Keneged Mida. Veshivoisa like Gemuloi Beroishoi is one thing that Keneged that they wanted to hang Mordechai, is Vashiloisa Gemuloi Beroishoi, they hung him. The Vesbonov Ala Eitz. He wanted to kill Zerah Yehudim, so that's why his Zerah was also killed. So it's connected the Eitzah and connected the Machshava. It's a very nice pshat, al derech a pshat to understand Eitzah u Machshava. But let us try to understand deeper pshatim in Eitzah u Machshava, and maybe we'll be able to understand a little bit more what's going on in the Inyan, because we don't understand yet why it says two lishoines, Heifarta and Kilkalta. That we didn't explain. We only explained what Eitzah means and what Machshava means. But we didn't explain what Eifarta means and what Kilkalta means. Why do we have to have two Lishonis? Eifarta Atzosei Machshavtei. Eifarta Kilkalta Atzosei Machshavtei. Why does it change the Lashon? Zogt the Goyin in the Urim on Mishlei, a different difference between Eitzah and Machshava. We say every day a Pasuk, Rabbeis Machshaveis Belevish, Vatzas Hashem Hi Sokum. What does that posik mean? Zog de Goyin. The Eis Shodom Roitza Lasis Ezedovo, Yachshuvu Machshavos Rabbeis, Eich Umosai. We have all kinds of different demyonis, all kinds of different thoughts. For Kulam Enum Klum. Vatzas Hashem Shanoisna Kodesh Baruch Hu Eitze Belev, Hi Sokum. So Eitze comes from somebody else. That's from the Rebbein Shalom. The Machshava is all the thoughts that you thought to do. Eitzah is the final thing that you do. So Machshavas are all the plans. Eitzah is the final thing that you are going to do. As I state in Goyin, the difference of Eitzah and Machshava. Now, if we understand the difference of Eitzah and Machshava, now we will look in clear and we will see what the Eitzah and what the Machshava was. That means that he did two things. Haman had an Eitzah and Haman had a Machshava. The Eitzah that he gave to Mordechai was Lahashmid et Yehudim, to kill out the Eden. But we have to understand that Haman and Rasha wanted something much, much deeper. Haman was a Amaleki. An Amaleki is not only here to kill the Eden. The Goyin says in Bir on Megillah, Pshat in the Posik,
Ruas Haman. Lahavir es Ruas Haman. What is the Ruas Haman? It says in Pasik, Lahavir es Ruas Haman, ve es Machshavtoi. What is the Ru? Rashi says, Ruas Haman, Shaloi Tiskayim Atzosaya Ru. What is that Eitza? Zoktigoyin, he had a Machshava to be Machti the Yidden, and the Machshava was that they shouldn't have Oilam Abba. That was his machshava. So there's two things that he did. One, he wanted to kill the Eden. That was open. That he came and said an etzah to Achshverosh, Lahash min Larek, kill out the Eden. There was something that was in his mind more than that. He had a machshava in his mind that he wanted something else. He wanted a plan here to be machti Klal Yisrael and to see that Klal Yisrael should be mashmin the mitzvahs. If we look in the Goyin, we will see that the Goyin teaches a posik altogether different than we teach it. It says in posik lahashmid laarig ulahabed. How do we teach all three? Lahashmid laarig ulahabed. We say it in the Bimeimot Chaveste. Lahashmid, Larig, Labed. Why three Lashonis? If it's Lahashmid means to kill, Larig means to kill, Labed, why do we have to say three Lashonis? And let us see a Taich from the Goyin, and we'll change our Taich in Bimeimot Chaveste, and we'll change our Taich in Megillus Esther. Lahashmid, Zog the Goyin, Elo Amitzvis. Larig, Waruach, Achiyuni. Labed, Afel Aguf, Agufni, Shel Yishoyer, Shom Yisroel. Three things. There's lahashmid means to take me mashmid the mitzvahs. Larig means to take away the chiyus from a yid. That should be machti him. He should get off his connection to Torah. He shouldn't have a chiyus in Gansi. He should be a mess. And then there's la'abed, even the guf. So lahashmid and la'arig is a different thing in Gansen. Lahashmid and la'arig is on the ruchnis of Klal Yisrael. The la'abed is on the gufim. The la'abed is on the gufim. Lahashmid and la'arig, it says in Goyin, goes on the ruchnis. Half of a fella. So we'll know a new taich in lahashmid, la'arig, la'abed. Lahashmid is the mitzvahs. La'arig is the chiyas haruchni. And la'abed is the chiyas hagashmi, the guf of Klal Yisrael. So that's the two lishoynes that it says here. It says here, the loshen, hefarto es atzosai, vekelkalto es machshavtai. Hafara means afara of a nether. And Baal is made for a nether. He doesn't do it meikara. From now on and further, the nether doesn't exist. That's something that's already open. The etzah that came out openly, he's hefarto, stopped it. Kelkalto es machshavtai is the plan that he had. The plan that he had. What was his plan? To make Yidden Chas v'Shalom lose their Yiddishkeit. That's Kilkalta es Machshavtai. He was Mekalkal their Machshava. That's how we can learn Pshat. That's how the Achreinim learn Pshat based on the Goyin, a half of the Kipshat. I want to say over a Neuildike piece of Tzosemes, a Mshunidike piece of Tzosemes, which gives us a new meaning in the whole Inyan of the Machshava of Haman HaRosha. Machshavtei asher choshav ala Yehudim. Zog der Heilige Sassemes in Shnas Tofresh Lamed Vov. Heim amachshoveis shehu goyrim sheyalu al Roshon shel Yisrael. These are the machshoveis that he caused to enter the machshoveis of Klal Yisrael. Let us learn a piece of Elokai Netzer. We say in Elokai Netzer, we also talk the same lashon. Kol achoshun alai ra, meheir hofer atosom, v'kalkel machshavtom. We say the exact same lashon in that time. Hofer atosom, v'kalkel machshavtom. Zog de heilige sasemes, ze shem espalulim v'achoshvin olai ra. Not the people that want to kill me. Ha'achoshvin olai ra, those who want to bring into me machshavos that are no good. There is a koyach in Ra and the Bria that tries to enter a person, that tries to bring him no good machshoves. That's why it says, ach, it says in the Pasik, asher choshav ala Yehudim. He goes on the Yehudim, on top of the Yehudim, on the Rishim Shal Yisrael, he tries to bring into them machshoves. A half of the Kipisa Sosemes. So we have a new pshat in the machshkalta es machshavtei, and what we mispal every day, we call achishvin alai ra. That means they want to give us Ra, they want to bring us a different Ra, they want to bring us Machshavei Zerois,
So we are mispalol that the Rebbein Shalom should be mekalkol de machshoves. The same is true by Haman HaRosha. Haman HaRosha wanted to be mekalkol de machshoves of Klal Yisrael. He wanted that they should come into our minds beid machshoves. That's the koyach of Amalek, that's the koyach of the Yetzer Hara, to bring beid machshoves. And if this koyach is to bring beid machshoves, then we are mispalol, then that the Rebbein Shalom gave the koyach to be mekalkol those machshoves. And we have to realize a murder de kezach, that on every year on Purim we have a koyach to have an isgabarus on all those that want to bring us beit machshoves, on all those that want to bring us beit machshoves. It looks to us like a very interesting nekuda. What does it mean they want to bring us beit machshoves? Who wants to bring us beit machshoves? It's because we don't understand a little bit what goes on in this world. I will tell you over Adovah Nifle from the Heilige Rebbe Lemailach. The Heilige Rebbe Lemailach of Lezhensk. The Heilige Rebbe Lemailach of Lezhensk is a fadovar that's 100% Muslim. It says in a Sefer Kalman, said that when he had a yid that came into him between Mincha and Ma'ariv. Between Mincha and Ma'ariv, the Rebbe Lemailach didn't take in people. And this person went into him and he told him, he walked into him, and the Rebbe Lemailach said, Ma'ariv, Ma'ariv. They didn't want to talk to him till after Ma'ariv. So he told him, we don't paskin like the Manda Omer Ma'arev, we paskin like the Manda Omer Menasech. That's when he answered him. And the villa, the Rebbe Ramayach, I'm ungi snagilezel bronfen. And the Rebbe Ramayach, I'm ungi go snagilezel bronfen, he listened to him. And he told the Rebbe Ramayach, kishenosen einov bekoizeh, lo yitin einov bekoizeh achar, I had a blick on a bigger koiz of bronfen. And he listened to him, and he gave him a bigger kose of bronfen, shvei kapusha to eat. When he thanked l'chaim for the Rebbe Ramaylech, he told the Rebbe Ramaylech, l'chaim de machshoveis zolen snish sternen. And the Rebbe Ramaylech looked at him, was heist ayid mitazolcha, geroise mention, is worried about machshoveis zores. So the yid told the Rebbe Ramaylech, adova nuira admiyot, told the Rebbe Ramaylech, that when a person walks in the street, person could watch himself. He could not see what he has to see, what he shouldn't see, and then he thinks that he's completely shomer. No, there are koiches of tomo all over the street that send chitzim into the minds of people that people should think machshavei zaris. Dal koichoi from the person. There's koichoi satomo that are there to be metame the machshavis. And on that he asked for a bracha lechayim to save himself from those machshavis. That's a maisa musmach from the Rebbe Lemailach. What do we learn from this maisa? That the koich of the tumma in the world tries to be metame the machshavis of Yid. And that's what it says here in Sosamis. Machshavis Haman HaRosha. The machshav of Haman, the machshav of Amalek, was the machshava shechishev al ayyudim. He was mechashev on the Yehudim. How does a person get rid of those machshavas? It says in Tver Shloime, Amulidu de Ketaych, in Tver Shloime state, im ha-sefer yoshuv machshavta yoro. So the Heilige Tver Shloime, that's merumis in the Megillah, a Amulidu kesgula against machshavay zores. A sgula that one has to know, one skula in davening, one skula not in davening. Page kuf in Tver Shloime for one that wants to look at it. Ha nere le rames. Ha eitza nechoino levatel ulinotel mi machshove zores b'shasa tvile. We all have a problem. Nobody's going to know himself. We all have problems. Machshove zores b'shasa tvile. In the middle of tvile falterein, the most crazy and the most weird machshoves fall into a person when he davens. What's the eitza to it? So the Heilige Tver Shloime, that the Eitze is to daven in a Siddur, one. That's one Tver Shloime, that's not what I want to talk about. The Eitze is, She'yochin es atzmei koidim atvile belimid atoira akdeshe. If a person learns before the davening, that's a zgula, that he shouldn't have machshav ezores bam davening. And that's the remez in this pasuk. Bevoya lefnei ha-melech. When the neshama ha-kedoshah comes in front of the melech, malchei ha-melechim, to stand to daven. Omar,
im ha-sefer, with the koyach of learning, terak doyshe, yoshuv machshav teyro, yevatel kol ha-machshav eisroiz b'shas ha-tvile, v'yir tvilos eizak etzlu le-brura. Haflo v'chela. So it looks to us like a very far-fetched remes. After we heard this remes, that the whole machshav of Amen and Rosh was, ashechishev ala Yehudim, he tried to be metamed the machshavis in Klal Yisrael, he tried to bring machshavis zoris and Klal Yisrael, then this remes is b'chlal not far-fetched. The Nashum remes is not far. But this remes is mamash amoyo deke remes, that the koyach of Torah Kedoshah im ha-sefer, Yosef machshav Torah. Person learns Torah Kedoshah before he goes to daven, that's metire him, and that causes him that the davening should be the way it should be. In other svarim it says, im ha-sefer, like we said before, that a skula, that a person shouldn't have machshav zaris, is that a person should daven mitoich asida. If a person will daven mitoich asida, then he won't have machshav zaris. Let us end off now the end of the bracha. Vashivoyseloi gumuloi bereishoi, vesalu oisai vesbonov al aetz. We can ask a very simple question. One can ask, it should say first that he wanted to hang Mordechai, and then vashivoyseloi gumuloi bereishoi, and they hung him instead. But it never says in the Holy Mei Mordechai v'Esther that he wanted to hang Mordechai. So if it never says that he wanted to hang Mordechai, it shouldn't say. I saw in a sefer from a younger man in Eretz Yisrael, a dovo nifla, it changes the whole ashkofa of a person. In the Gemara it says, Mesechtes Megillah Dafte Zayin, Ala Eitz Asha Heichen Loi, Tana, we learned, Loi Heichen, he prepared it for himself. What is the pshat in the Gemara? What does the Gemara want to tell us here? What does the Gemara shver and what does the Gemara want to tell us? It says Ashaheichan Ashaheichan Loi, not for Mordechai, not Loi Heichan for himself. The Rebbe Rav Heinach of Alexander says a beautiful pshat: Achana, there's only to a mitzvah. There's no achana to nevera. So if there's only achana to a mitzvah, it must be Ashaheichan, must be for himself. They are Shane Pshat. But what's Taka Pshat? In Pashtus a Pshat, how do we learn Pshat? So the Gro Dovo Neira Ad Miyot. The Gzeiro was a Gzeiro Min HaShemayim. Right? The whole Megillah is a Gzeiro Min HaShemayim. So if somebody learns the Megillah, he'll make a very big mistake. He'll say that first there was a Gzeiro at Mordechai should get hung, and then it changed. Chas Melahaske, Mordechai Tzadik was never Nichol in the Gzeiro. Mordechai Tzadik was never nichol in the gzeira. Mordechai never was nichol in the gzeira to get hung. So if so, he never prepared it for Mordechai. He never prepared it for Mordechai. Tana lo yeichen. It was never prepared for Mordechai Tzadik. It was prepared in the beginning only for Amon HaRasha. Mordechai was never nichol in the gzeira that he should get hung. Azo shteitin goyin. Ahafle diki goyin pshatin di gemara. Shemetchila hoisigamke min hashamayim al homon levadoi velo yal Mordechai. So that means that when they hung Haman, wasn't because he wanted to hang Mordechai. It wasn't Veheshev Loi Gemulei, because he never was ever exeda on Mordechai. Why did he get hung? Only as a einish of Lahashmin, Laharek, or Lahabed. So it's very good why it says V'solo Oyser is born of Allah without saying that he wanted to hang Mordechai. Because it has nothing to do with that. It's a einish taka. It's not for the wanting to hang Mordechai. It's a einish taka on the Lahashmin, Laharek, or Lahabed. A half ladik in the kuda, a half ladik in pshat. We have to say another very wichtig in the kuda. What is so important to talk that he was hung? Why do we have to know that he was hung? The emes is that if you look in Pas Shegen Aksov, the Pas Shegen Aksov is a pirish on Targum Sheni. It says in Kapitel Zion Posik Tes, Avakesh Mimcha Mot Chaya Tzadik, Shalitit Laisi Kishar Yitlu kasha yitlu anoshem apoichzen. Hageini ba'ashat ha'chofetz. Kill me however you want. Kreis reishi b'cherev ha'molchus ashebo nerodin kol gedoilei ha'medinois. Haman was begging Zokhti Batshegen Aksov, the Targum Sheni. Haman was begging by Mordechai Tzadik, take a sword and kill me like they kill Molochim. Don't hang me like they hang billiger people. Dobo nifle. We see in the Torah Kedusha, one of the Perushim in the Megillah says, Anoyer de Kezach. The Torah says, Ki'ir be'ish chet mishpat moves, For humos betelisa is alates. The Gemara says in Masechta Sanhedrin daf mem hei amid beis. Ein kol hamumsin nitlin elan iskolin. Not all the people they had ariga are hung, only the niskolin. But look, kol ha niskolin. Ela ha megadif, v'oibid avay dezora levadon. Why? Because they were machal kved Hashem Yisbarach, the megadif and oibid avay dezora. That's why you mevadad them, because the tliya is a bezoyin and a cherpa. So now we see a psanur di kezach. Haman didn't want this bezoyin of being hung, and he begged not to have this bezoyin, because the bezoyin is the greatest bezoyin. But you see that Haman deserved Bizoyin. Why? Because that's the midah of Haman. The midah of a letz. Amalek is called a letz. Letz take or pesi yarim. The Medrash says in the beginning of Parshas Yisroi. Letz take ze Amalek. Zeid yohir letz shmoi ze Amalek. Amalek is a letz. Amalek is someone who is mevazi kedusha. Vayibes Esav et apchayro. So Chazal, Haman is bozui ben bozui. Why was he bozi ben bozi? Vayives be'ein of l'shloach yad b'mod chay levadoi. It's also vayives. He was a bozi. That's the mid of Amalek is that they're a bozi. So that's why he deserved the oynish of tliya mida keneged mida. Mida keneged mida, he deserved the oynish of tliya. We will end with one isafa of a kasha that should bother everybody on the inyan that we spoke last week. We spoke last week a long piece of Reb Shlomo Kluger. Why the Klal Yisrael had to be Ubabiza Lesholcho Es Yodom? Why they shouldn't touch the Biza? It was an assignment for Klal Yisrael, as we spoke last week, Barichus. If so, why did Mordechai take Beis Haman? So, why did Mordechai take Beis Haman? Why did he have a right to take the Biza? It's a very good kasha. If we had to be Misakin Biza Sayom, like we spoke last week, and here was a kilkul in the union of Chemdas Momoin, why did Mordechai have a right? Zokta B'shlem Kluga Anur de Kezach. There's a Nur de Kemedrish. The Medrish tells us a Chiddush that we don't know, that Mordechai and Moshe are be'emes the same. The Dargis of Mordechai and Moshe have a connection. We have a connection. Mordechai and Moshe have a connection. Mordechai and Moshe have a connection. Adosh Teit Nechazal. The Goyim tells us that Mordechai's koyach was only with tefillah, not with Torah. The Goyim says a very interesting thing. A person has four chushim in the Rosh. He has chush ha-riya, chush ha-shmiya, chush ha-reyach, and chush ha-dibur. In Torah Akdoisha, you use three chushim. Shmiya you use for Torah Akdoisha to hear what somebody else says. Riya to look at Torah Shabbat, and Dibur to Torah Shabbat Peh. Reyach doesn't come in Torah. Reyach, like the Goyin in Pirish HaMegillah, only comes in Tefillah. Tefillah has to do with Reyach. Reyach nechoyach isha el Hashem. A korban is Reyach. Tefillah comes with the Pchina of Reyach. Mordechai min HaTorah minayin, murderer. Mordechai was the Pchina of Psalmim, he was the Pchina of Tefillah. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu in the common Kisedra is the one who is Oymid B'Tefillah to Rat V'Klal Yisrael L'Chet Egel, so too Mordechai Tzadik was Oymid B'Tefillah to Rat V'Klal Yisrael. That's what it says in Goyin and Pirish and Mishle. That's why he was the Koyach of Reach. That's what the Goyin says at Ova Nifla from the Heilige Goyin. Akoponim, Mordechai and Moshe are the same. Mordechai is the Hemshech of Moshe Rabbeinu. Zokta B'zei Rav Shlomo Kluger, Moshe was Isaac and Atzmas Yosef. Moshe wasn't Isaac in Bizus Hayom. So Mordechai had no kill in Moshe Rabbeinu. So Moshe had no kilkul of Bizus Hayom. So if Moshe had no kilkul of Bizus Hayom, by him there was no tain of Biza L'Sholchus Yodom. So that's why Mordechai Tzadik was able to take from the Biza. Gans Klal Yisrael had to be Misak in Bizus Hayom. Moshe didn't have to be Misak in Bizus Hayom. So Mordechai Tzadik was here in the place of Moshe Rabbeinu. So if Mordechai was in the place of Moshe Rabbeinu, he was able to take from the Biza. That's why he took Beis Haman.